Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Ketchup all the way, Ted's Meat and Potatoes has gas station snacks for your summertime travels. Ketchup coming up at 4:30, but first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Very nice. Guys, today is my journey 30 plus 10, so 40. Can I please have, I just said that, a Miles saying hello, Shane. Love you guys so much. That from Jessica.
I just said that.
Hello, Shane. Bitches, I have one friend he probably won't remember, so I'm doing it myself. I am 55 years old today. Can I get an uh-oh lookout, a fart montage, a please clap, and the captain beatboxing the alphabet? Thank you. You guys are awesome. That from Brian.
Uh-oh lookout.
Please clap.
Ooh, well, ahoy then. Happy birthday. You know, people always get their information wrong about the old Cappy Dad. I don't actually beatbox, you see. But the boxes I do beat are on the...
Come on.
I'll let you figure it out.
No.
I'm not saying I don't beatbox, but I'm not exactly singing.
Okay.
Unless you consider yodeling.
Okay.
Crunch bag.
Don't walk him home.
Guys, I want to wish my best friend Sam, pronounced William, a very happy 55th birthday. Thank you for everything you do. You're appreciated and loved, even when you're being a grumpy old bitch. So, can I get some dad jokes for Miles? Coke Ted, telling him how much fun we're going to have golfing in Eastern Washington this weekend. And the Dirty German's talking about how amazing he is at using his big equipment to dig out deep, nasty holes. Thank you, guys, and rock on. That from Chris. All right. Guys, my girlfriend poked me in the eyes.
She poked you in the eyes.
So I stopped seeing her. My girlfriend then thought I was crazy for jumping into that river in France.
Why is that?
She said I was insane.
Insane river.
Oh, yeah. Who is the best cook at a Native American restaurant? Who is the best cook at a Native American restaurant?
Who?
Sous chef. And guys, I bought an alcoholic ginger beer.
Oh, yeah?
Now she's back in AA.
I know.
Oh,
I know.
God dang.
I know, man. Sorry.
Hi, Potty, that is harsh.
Yeah, apparently you have this big equipment to dig deep, nasty holes. I don't know why you say deep, nasty holes. Her name is Sheila.
Yeah, so last time I was inside for deep, nasty holes, I caught something. I'm still not sure what it is. But you could see the bumps. can't go coke and eat. Golfing on coke in Eastern Washington. A lot of people tell you don't do coke during the day, especially in the sun when you're out there baking. You know those people are? Bitches!
Again.
You know how it goes.
All right, guys. Here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Mom. A couple extra emails here real quick. It says, here's to 20 more years.
Okay.
Subject. Hola, guys. Congrats on 20 years in Seattle. I remember the first day you were on 100.7 The Buzz. And on behalf of the listeners, it's been our pleasure watching the show grow into the daily juggernaut it has become on KISW. From your movie premiere to the Ted Smith marrying himself, to the 53rd Annual Alcohol of Fame Awards, to your beer, sausage, salsa, and much more, the Men's Room has been a staple in the Northwest for two decades. P.S. I will be playing in the Miles Montgomery Classic at the Bill Wright Golf Complex at Jefferson Park on Monday. That should be a blast. Out of all the golf courses I've ever played, that is certainly one of them. Thanks, guys. That from Effin Stefan, who witnessed me hit a hole-in-one.
That's what you said.
I'll ask him when I see him. Golf club. And one more. Hello, fellas. I've had two very scary near-death experiences. First one was when I was 4, and I was in a family reunion near a creek. It was crazy hot out, so one of my aunts had all of us little kids out in the water cooling off. I remember marching around, splashing my cousins, having a grand old time, then all of a sudden it went dark. Apparently, I hit a strong current, and it pulled me under. My aunt was able to find me just in time, as I had stopped breathing. It took many years before I could get into the water again. Flash forward, it's when I'm 10, at a family reunion by the same creek. I fell in a different area and landed under a log. I was unable to get out from under it, and my face was inches from the surface. It took me a minute to stop panicking, and then I was able to pull myself out from under the log. But since then, I've never been back in that creek, and I have a fear of the water. I've tried to learn to swim several times, but I still cannot get over those memories. That from the lovely Regine.
Okay, well, Regine, that's fair. And again, you described Mike Hawks, one of his worst nightmares. Not just drowning, but to have your face inches from the surface. Would you? That actually seems worse to you than, like, to me, the nightmare of drowning would be like, I don't know, you're trying to swim to a lifeboat, the Titanic, it is nighttime, and when the boat goes down, it's going to suck you down. That, to me, is absolutely the most horrifying idea ever.
Now, drowning in itself is one of my worst ways to die as far
sure.
as, you know, ranking.
I think we all agree.
Ranking practical ways to die, drowning is probably one of the highest, if not the highest among them. But the taunting, terrifying nature of, like, life is right there. Like, my hands are in where my head needs to
and
be.
And I just won't reach down and help you out.
Right.
I mean, that's what makes, honestly, that's what makes rivers so scary. Rivers and, I mean, I feel like the ocean, generally, people are out of the, you're not that close to the beach.
Right.
But, like, I'm with them. Like, rivers can be terrifying. Just, I mean, sticks, rocks. It's just, you get stuck.
Yeah.
And it's cold.
And cold.
Coming up at 5:08, we will drink a toast with a shot of the day, but first,
time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef of the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Now, at the top of the show here, we started talking about what this list was going to be, America's favorite gas station snacks. Then we started talking about other bigger gas stations and truck stops. So real
Bucky's.
Quickly, like Bucky's is a truck stop, right? The Loves.
Loves?
You never seen a Loves?
Loves?
Loves, they have their, Loves. They are the sponsor of the Oklahoma City professional NBA team, which I will name the nickname of.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Doesn't look familiar.
Run out I-90 to Spokane one time. You'll see a handful of them.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, I don't know. This guy never does a road trip. Jesus. So truck stops obviously have more stuff. And generally, those are the ones where you'll find full fast food restaurants, right? And they have, like, showers for the truckers and this and that. So obviously, a trucker showing up is going to need more than just your regular gas station.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, you are correct. Some of those ones we grew up with like a Sheetz or whatever, those are technically, I think, still gas stations because they don't have showers and everything.
but they do have food in them.
Okay.
And some are big enough that you're just like, gracious.
Yep.
Here's a real question. Like, do real truckers still use Buc-ee's and stuff? And I've been doing some research. There's another upstart to Buc-ee's in Texas.
Also, if you were in the states of Ohio and in New Jersey, strangely enough, especially if you're on a toll road, which, yes, you're paying for, but the exits, the stops, for most of those stops are in the median in between the two highways.
Yeah. It is in the median.
So,
yeah.
You know, when you pull over, not only do you have a place where an 18-wheeler can gas up, obviously cars do, but you also have these gas stations, you have showers, you have restaurants, you have pizza places, depending on where you stop. It's almost like a mini shopping mall when you pull
Correct.
Into them.
So, yeah.
Those are pretty cool, too.
My grandparents, I remember taking trips with them up the coast, and you always had to stop in the Maryland House, which was like one of those famous ones. And it had a Bob's Big Boy in it.
Yep.
That's what my grandfather loved it.
There's a Loves and Fife. The Texters are letting me know.
Yeah, there's a few of those around. Like I'm saying, I know there's one up there in Arlington by Taryn or Stanwood, but it's like it's got an Arby's in it. It's got a Cinnabon in it.
Okay.
It's one.
There's an I-5 on the way down to Portland, too.
Yeah.
I don't remember where exactly it's at.
And look, when I was a kid, I remember sometimes, like, somebody at my mom's work, right, had, like, a beach house down in South Carolina. I remember driving down there, and we just decided we'd stop halfway, right? That's an 8.5-hour trip. And as a kid, truck stops were unreal because the old-school ones would have, like, arcades.
Like, yeah,
like
oh, yeah.
Like, remember those?
Yep.
Yeah, there's arcades, there's restaurants, there's food, there's always breakfast buffets. So it's like, this is great. But let's talk about gas stations. All right. You're going into a gas station, just personally around here, what would you guys grab? Mike, I know you were in a 7-Eleven last night on your walk.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you grab?
Honestly, I grabbed the main staple snacks that I don't usually grab a whole lot of local brands. I grab, you know, I just got like the Pop Chips. I got Sun Chips, a lot of different chips. And then there was some peanut M&M's as well.
Yeah.
Maybe a fizzy soda.
And for this one, let's not worry about what's healthy, what's not. Let's just say you're on a road trip, you're stopping at a gas station.
Pizza.
What do you grab?
Yeah, it's usually.
It depends on typically. Probably just something to drink, like a Gatorade.
Right.
I'm one of those people who probably will eat at the Arby's or the McDonald's, grab the food there. But if I'm pulling over for gas, I'll probably just go in and get something to drink.
All right.
I'll pretty much sample anyone's pizza. It all looks the same. It's just sitting under the heat lamp. And if I get a hankering, you know, maybe I'll try one of your chicken wings.
I'm with you. I'm not scared of an old hot dog either.
It depends. I really do. I find that as far as that kind of food goes, I probably stare at the hot dog the longest. Not because I want it that bad. I just want to see kind of where it is in its journey.
I would also say, if I'm driving somewhere and I know I'm spending the night in a hotel, right? Like, generally, I'm not staying in a nice hotel. Well,
no.
Not a fancy one. They're nice. But, you know, I'm like a Hampton Inn or a Best Western Plus kind of guy.
Plus.
Yeah. So, number 11 on this list, just up Mike's alley, peanut M&M's.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Or you said peanut butter.
No, peanut M&M's.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
No, they're great.
I don't, you know.
As far as the M&M's go, I think they're the superior M&M.
I agree. We rarely agree on food stuffs, but the peanut M&M.
You need the peanut to break it up a little bit. The M&M's are fine, but the peanut helps with the. Yeah.
You ever had those pretzel ones?
Oh, you damn right I have.
Those are nice.
The fudge ones are awesome.
Yeah, I haven't had M&M's in a minute. Throw, you used to eat M&M's all the time. I haven't seen you eating them.
I did. I haven't.
All right.
You know why? Because I got rid of the vending machine here.
Oh, yeah.
I would end up getting them because I knew they were in the vending machines a couple times a week. Like, I'm going to need some peanut M&M's.
Flaming Hot Cheetos makes the list at number 10.
You can't have that crap on your fingers if you're driving. So if you're a passenger in the car, I get that. But you can't do Doritos, Cool Ranch Doritos, or any kind of Cheeto products if your hands are going to be
disagree.
On the wheel.
Cheetos, I agree. But the Doritos... Whatever flavor, I believe you can eat those and still drive. But Cheeto dust is just different.
All right, let me ask you this, Miles. Let's change it. You're not driving.
I'm eating them.
You're on the road trip.
I'm eating them.
Which snack would you grab?
I'm not a big snacker in the car. I will stop and get something to eat, like at a McDonald's.
Right, that's your thing.
Seriously, I drink a cup of coffee, probably.
I don't eat Flamin' Hot Cheetos because I don't like my Cheetos spicy.
I just like regular Cheetos. There's nothing wrong with
them. Yeah, they don't need to be spicy.
Next on the list, you have, to me, what's the classic Dorito? Nacho cheese Doritos.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if I'm in a car, if I'm by myself, yeah. If there's other people, I might go Cool Ranch just because nacho Dorito breath is unlike anything.
It is.
And in a car, we had this... years ago, me and two of my buddies were in a car. No big deal. We get a 2 liter of soda that we're just sharing and passing around and a bag of nacho cheese Doritos. Tony takes the first swig. I believe it's just a 2 liter of Coca-Cola. He hands it back to me. The first sip tasted like his backwash, like all I could taste, right? And it skeeved me out ever since. Like, nope.
Yeah, and I mean, look, Cool Ranch Dorito to me is a better Dorito.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if you're watching football or something and I got some onion dip, I like a regular nacho cheese. Ruffles the king, but nacho cheese is in there, too.
Okay.
This is a personal favorite of mine. These are America's favorite gas station snacks, the Starburst Minis.
My kids love those.
The tiny little chewable ones?
Yeah.
Or I think they're chewier than the regular Starburst. I love them. Mike, I know you hate them.
I know. The only problem with the bigger Starbursts is the hassle of having to unpack each and every one of the morsels that you have. But I'm sorry, the bigger ones are just superior.
I just haven't had one in a while. I just don't need all those wrappers.
Yeah, they get cumbersome for sure.
By the way, Miles, because you're a savage, one of our texters wants to let you know, chopsticks work for Cheetos. Even while driving, set the bag in a cup holder.
I've seen that hack.
I'm not a car eater.
Eating, I just feel like it's an overkill. Do you need the Cheetos so bad that you're using chopsticks to eat them?
If you want to keep your fingers clean.
I would also say this, though, Miles. Gas station snack doesn't mean you're eating it in the car.
That's
like, well, I can stand outside and eat it, yes.
No, hang on. No, but like, if I'm on a road trip, I'll stop at a gas station and get something that I want to eat in the room later. Like, Mike didn't stand outside 7-Eleven and eat his snacks. Right. He walked them home.
Yes. We don't know that.
Well, no, I ate them on the walk home.
God damn it, Mike.
Sorry, man.
You were the person walking and eating?
Yes.
I hate you.
What's wrong with that?
God, I do, too.
Whoa.
No, people, no.
Just drives, settle down, kids. What?
Drives me up a wall.
Me, too.
Man can't walk down the street of his own doggone home high as a kite eating peanut M&Ms.
No.
Sipping on a doggone Topo Chico.
I like eating too much. When people are walking and eating, it bugs me.
Thank you.
Because it's like, just, hey, man, enjoy your food.
Well, now you know why I don't go on your walks in the morning, Ted.
Well, it's also bad for digestion, dude.
My ass it is.
Bugles make the list.
Oh. Well, they're convenient.
Yeah, and they got wild flavors
they
now.
They do. Do they? Those caramel flavor ones are unbelievable.
I haven't. All right.
Caramel bugles? They are unbelievable.
Yeah. I saw like a
churro
flavored one.
They are addictive.
No, wait. Is it just a standard bugle that is covered in
it's a sweet version of the treat, but still has a little salt on it. It is absolutely one of the most underrated snacks.
They got ranch ones.
Yeah.
They got the regular. They got nacho cheese.
I've had them all, but caramel is the best.
Nacho cheese bugles. I'm going to try those. I'll start with those.
There are beef sticks on there.
Hang on.
Okay.
Number six on the list, Snickers. That makes sense.
Oh, all right. That satisfies.
It is. It's a good call. When's the last time anybody in here has hunkered down on a chocolate bar? A full chocolate bar.
I'd say minis counting two breaks ago when I stole one from Frankie's.
me and Marshawn were having this conversation, like minis, whatever, but I can't remember the last time I just walked in and went, get a chocolate bar.
Get a full candy bar.
It hasn't been that long because I feel like there was a time when I was panging out and I needed to get a bar real quick.
Snickers bars do satisfy. Chex Mix makes the list.
Oh, hell yeah.
Taquitos.
The kids are the ones driving that. I'm telling you, man. My kid, they lose their minds for taquitos.
Taquitos are good, but they've got to be the right setting. I don't know if I'd trust gas station taquitos.
yeah.
Like, I get
won't
it.
Lie. I like the ones at 7-Eleven.
All right.
I'm sure they're going to say, man,
sure they're great.
Yeah. But your kids, they're approaching prime 7-Eleven food age.
You know,
if you're not a construction worker, like, you guys are out, women, because you guys go in there all the time. But to me, I feel like 18, 19, like before you can go to a bar and get food, but you're not like
7-Eleven's your first like food bar.
It kind of was. Oh, yeah. And you go, like, we would go hang out outside the 7-Eleven.
Grab
and, like,
a Slurpee and whatever you got.
Exactly. God, I sound poor.
We had Pokemon trading cards at mine.
Skittles makes the list.
Hell yeah.
Skittles are good.
All day, every day, baby.
Yeah.
I'm back.
Skittles are hard to beat. Rice Krispie Treats makes the list.
Really?
Oh. What's the last time you had one of their Rice Krispie Treats?
I haven't because my wife makes them very frequently.
Why don't you bring those in?
Because it's gone that night.
All right.
She's going to hair press. She just says, I want something sweet. And I've known her long enough to know what she's saying is, I'm going to go make Rice Krispie Treats. Like, every time she says, I just want something
rice
sweet.
Rice Krispie Treats are one of those things that, like, I love them. I love them so much that, like, I can't buy a box. You know, they sit in the grocery store. If there are six of them, I swear to God, I will eat five in a night. We'll go save one. And then number one, like Mike was saying, most people, when they go to the gas station, they're getting beef jerky.
Really?
Well,
I thought you should go to Buc-ee's.
They could. I also like here, when they had this list, they said there's nothing healthy on the list. It's like, yeah, but I know a lot of people that are not, you know, it's not keto, but like if you're watching carbs, like beef jerky, it's got a lot of sodium, but I would say I don't think beef jerky is that horrible for you.
It's one of the more healthy snacks.
At a gas station.
Yes.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Satellites have taken an image from a desert in Sudan with a massive structure that looks just like human lips.
Is that how you're going to phrase it?
Yeah. Have you seen that?
Oh, I have. I sent it to VD. I just said, I'm not saying it's a desert vagina. His response was,
oh, I'll get it up to Ted.
It is a desert vagina. Yeah.
Hang on there, Ted. I got you, buddy.
Yeah, trust me. I've seen him.
Yeah.
I'm
like,
I'm well versed. I know exactly what it looks like out there.
Dry as a desert.
I've named it the Gummy Canyon.
Oh, no. The Gummy Canyon.
I will say, man, I had an attack of the dry mouth a few months ago, or a couple weeks ago. Yeah. Well, you know, you're smoking a little whatever, this or that, and then you're at a concert before you know it. It's like, my mouth is paced.
Here you go, Ted. Yeah, exactly. No, I feel exactly what... Oh, come on, shut up. Doggone it, now I have to refresh it because of content.
What is that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, California has made it illegal to hold your phone while driving to check your maps.
Oh, damn. I got to get one of those devices.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good about not using my phone when I drive, but I definitely pick
you
it up.
You have a little clip thing for your dashboard?
I don't.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. They really do come in handy.
Yeah, for like $15, man. That's all you got to do. Cheap ass.
Yeah. Like, you're driving all the time.
I'm just saying.
This man's just free-flying on his phone all damn time.
Yeah.
Little passenger princess over here.
Damn, man.
1 in 6 parents support non-surgical cosmetic procedures for teens.
Non-surgical, fillers,
yeah,
Botox?
Exactly.
Oh, no.
Let them.
No.
Have
no.
They never read The Ugly Duckling?
For real, dude.
Let it grow into the swan first.
Like,
and if it's still ugly, then
if
adjust.
It,
right.
Your child we're speaking of. It is still ugly.
Your kid is allowed to be upset that their body is changing in a weird and awkward way. We grow into the people that we are by going through the awkward stages first. I think everybody in this room and everybody listening to the sound of my voice, you've got some pictures that you would really hope that people don't see because you look awkward as F.
It's fine. It's
a part of doggone life. Embarrassment is a part of life. Enjoy it.
Even if you're ugly.
Hey. I also, like, I don't know. It's like some other topics, right? I'm just one of those people, like, I think it's established. Gotta be 18 to get a tattoo, right? Like, we, 18, we say you can vote. Like, let's let people get to 18.
Yeah, and make
at
a
least.
Decision.
Right.
Correct. Now, obviously, if somebody's in serious health or something, and they, you know, that's one thing. But, like, man.
Right. I would even say, like, I recommend let your prefrontal cortex, your frontal lobe, develop before you start making some big decisions like
but
that.
But here's the thing. It's the parents making the decision, not
it
the
is.
Kids.
It is. That's, you know? What, that's what's crazy.
That's the thing. It's like, look, the kids might want to do this, but as a parent, no. My kids want to do a lot of things, and I have no problem with it. Nah.
Exactly. Apparently, your low-calorie weight loss plan could cause depression. What do you know? What
because the food isn't great.
Right. What you eat affects your head. And it's, I think it's about the way that you go about it. It's not that you're eating low calorie. It's what you're eating that is low calorie.
That's what I was going to say.
But you are depriving yourself as far as the other parts of your diet go.
And it depends where you live. You know, in the U.S., we eat so much processed stuff that it would seem depressing to, quote, unquote, eat low calorie. So some other countries, like, everything we eat is low calorie just because everything comes off the farm or whatever, right?
I was telling Mike, I saw this guy the other day, and he's like a ex-bodybuilder and stuff, and he was just like, look, here's the truth. Like, a lot of the stuff you're going to eat is going to, like, not be the tastiest.
Right.
You know, he's like, on the week, if you have a day that you indulge, cool, or weekend, but he's like, yeah, like, a lot of the routine meals you eat, like, it's not, they're horrible, but, like, it's not going to be
boring.
Right.
They haven't had science involved, right? Like, you know, there's a reason you can't put down that bag of chips. It's designed to you eat.
Yes.
Correct. Scientists have found parasites in 93% of freshwater fish in California.
Cook it. Yeah.
Yeah. Cook the living tar.
Yeah, that would not be sushi grade.
There's a sweet spot when it comes to exercise, as too much or too little could age your brain faster.
So how do you know what your sweet spot is?
Well, when your brain isn't aging.
Brain, how old do you feel today? 72. You exercise too much. Damn it.
According to experts...
Can you just tell us, too, there's a new eating disorder or something that people are like...
Yes, it's a muscularity-obsessed, disordered eating.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's trying to be like bodybuilder style.
Yeah, right, the whole thing... I can't remember talking about here or talking about on the podcast. Like, the whole thing, too, is like, all right, if you're a couple pounds over what you want, like, you're not fat. Stop saying... And then, like, other people, too, like, you're plenty healthy. Like, unless you're a competition bodybuilder, like,
right,
you might not need to be that big or look like that.
That's why bodybuilders look like that, not the average person.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, it's in the title of what they do.
Right.
Yeah.
Bodybuilder.
And I say to everybody, I will scream
it from the rooftops. Dr. Frankenstein, is he a bodybuilder?
No.
I mean, no. He built Frankenstein.
Oh,
he built
Frankenstein's
body. Like, he literally built a body.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that's a true bodybuilder.
Like, that's like saying that you put a piece of IKEA furniture together, therefore you're a carpenter.
But wait a minute. I think what he did is a lot tougher than, say, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He grabbed the doggone body parts and puzzled them together.
But he brought it to life, man. I mean, things went south.
Okay.
You don't find that impressive?
I brought my bookcase to life.
You brought it to life.
Yeah,
yes.
I put my own books in it.
All right.
Look at that.
Hey, he built a doll.
Sure, that's right.
I can walk and talk.
Big old meat doll. Damn it. No, I will scream until the roofs come home. Focus on your health.
Yeah.
Your body will respond. Focus on your health. According to experts, when it comes to deep fakes, the smaller ones are the more dangerous.
Yeah, I got caught by that damn kangaroo.
What?
The service kangaroo that couldn't get on the flight. It's not real.
I'm entirely unfamiliar with this story. So.
Oh, there was like this story floating around.
When you're saying it out loud, you're like, what?
Oh, man, they won't let that service kangaroo on.
Can he? Somehow he looks really sad. But he wasn't there. There was kangaroo wasn't there.
And that's what they're talking about. You know, you can make the president say whatever it is that you want him to say, or you can make whatever figure
let the
or
damn
person
kangaroo on the plane.
Let the kangaroo on the plane. He's
he looks
fine.
Sad.
He wants on the plane.
If you want to, keep him down underneath it.
He's used to being down under.
Mike, you didn't see that kangaroo.
I didn't see the
kangaroo. I got caught. Now we found out last night it wasn't real.
Last night?
Yeah.
Jesus, man. But all right, I'm going to Google it. What is it? Service kangaroo?
It was like a support. Yeah.
Jeez, I whiz. Ted, what day is it, buddy? It's everybody's favorite alcoholic beverage day.
Beer day.
Moonshine day. You're absolutely right.
All
right.
The Mentor Top 10. The Mentor Top 10.
10 completely useless things we were taught in school. In junior high, we had electives, classes that went toward your final grade but weren't required curriculum, like industrial arts class. You worked hands-on and built things and used table and bandsaws. The most useful thing I learned was by watching Vito Pelicano act like an asswipe.
Gerald, did you find him?
Your service kangaroo. I did, and yes, he does look sad, but...
Right, the way the camera zooms in on his sad little face. And why is he holding a document?
Take two.
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
The top 10 things to know about moonshine. The term moonshine originated in Europe and was used in England during the 1700s. The name originally referred to occupational pursuits which compelled night work or work by the light of the moon. You might know it as white lightning, corn liquor, stump water, skullcracker, wildcat, ruckus juice, hooch, mountain dew, rot gut, tipple, fire water, red eye. It all boils down to quite literally water, corn, yeast, and a copper pot still. I prefer to call it heaven.
So there you go. These are top 10 things to know about moonshine. They start with basically this article that we've got here. It starts the definition of moonshine. It's defined by its illegality, not its ingredients. Technically, moonshine refers to any spirit distilled without government approval. It's unregulated, untaxed, and often made in secret, traditionally clear, unaged, and very high in alcohol content.
Yes.
That's your technical definition of moonshine. Now, it has a deep historical root in rebellion. It originated back in the 18th century England to describe illicit liquors. In the U.S., moonshine became popular during the Whiskey Rebellion back in the late 1700s as a protest against alcohol taxes. Production exploded during Prohibition when alcohol was banned nationwide.
Yeah.
When all those stills started popping up all over the doggone place, and they were making everything.
Correct. And you had, like, the Scots-Irish, right? They're like, over there, everybody's like, you guys are mutts. We don't want you.
Right.
So then they all immigrate to New York City, and they're like, you can't make that stuff here. Okay. So that's literally how a lot of them ended up down in Appalachia, in that kind of area. They were like, can we do it in these mountains?
Right. Head for the hills.
And it's like, no, but we're not going to come check.
Basically,
right. Yeah. It's still illegal, but yeah, you're fine.
Things to know about moonshine, it's made just like any other spirit, but quicker and rougher, they say.
Isn't that generally the thing? Like, I want to say, maybe Jack Daniels is the wrong example, but most of the whiskeys you buy, they're like, look, when it first appears on this earth, it is moonshine. And then they age it in the barrels to take all the edge off and that kind of thing. But
it gives it the color.
Yeah.
So the basic process is that you mash fermentable ingredients, you let it ferment, and then you distill in a homemade still, typically made with corn, rye, wheat, sugar, and water. No aging is involved, like you said. No aging is involved, which is why it's clear and has a raw, sharp taste.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's, you know, the aging process for, like, Jack Daniel's whiskey, like, the brown color that it gets is from the barrels that it's sitting in. So, yeah, that's why moonshine tends to be clear there. Things to know about moonshine, almost anything can be used to make it.
Oh, good.
There's no legal definition, no legal definition means that you got freedom to experiment, basically. Common bases are corn, rye, fruit, wheat, potatoes, even jalapenos have been used
basically,
to make moonshine.
If they could find it.
Yes.
To me, it sounds like moonshine is the equivalent of, like, stew. Like, look, this is what we've got.
Correct.
So this is what we can do with it, right?
Well, you can't age it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a problem. You can't hide it long enough for 5 years to get it to the point where it's technically anything. You're just making it and running with it.
Right.
So Think of it this way. It is the Blanco of the tequila family.
Mm-hmm.
It is not. It is as pure a form of whiskey, no matter what that combo. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get a hangover as bad. You're not going to get a headache. Mm-hmm. There's no sugar. There's no flavor. But that's why you add something to it.
Yeah.
Correct. And that's, you know.
But you're going to get
that's
drunk.
Why Mountain Dew exists.
Mm-hmm. That's
exactly. Right. And I was going to say Miles might know more than I do, but I think in those areas like West Virginia, Kentucky, like, there's some people that still just prefer to drink that.
No, it's what you know.
Because it's clean. So you can do anything you want with it. You can put it in any drink and get the same result. If it recipe calls for vodka, you can use moonshine.
Yeah.
If it calls for rum, you can use moonshine. It goes in everything.
Mm-hmm. It's known for its high alcohol content. Traditional moonshine averages around, what do you guys figure? Traditional moonshine, what's
150.
150?
I'm right there with Miles, 150? About 150.
Ted Smith?
I'll go a little under. I'll say 130 proof.
You're very, very close. 120, about 60% alcohol by volume. That's only slightly below ethanol, which is 95%. Extremely potent, often harsh and impure due to basic distillation methods.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen, you guys ever watch Moonshiners?
No.
I know the show, I've never watched it.
It is wild, man. Like, they have a contest now where people make it, and they can shake it, and by the amount of small bubbles, they can almost nail what proof it is.
No kidding.
Damn.
It's wild.
Wow. It's not always illegal anymore. Licensed distilleries like St. Luna legally produce moonshine. The term is now used as a branding tool for clear, unaged spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And legally produced moonshine is technically smoother and safe to drink.
Yeah.
That's the big part of why it needs to be legal is because there's
safety
measures. Well,
you're right. Well, it's like Ted always said with Green Fairy.
Absinthe,
right? So, you trip, and it's like, well, some of the guys back in the day tripped on absinthe because it was not always made by a reputable distillery, right? So, the wormwood, all the poisons, what toxins, and people.
Like, the wormwood does have a little bit of psychedelic property, but like, what Winston's name chopped his ear off is because it had so much other stuff in it.
Right.
Right.
That was one of the fascinating things that Castle taught us about Irish whiskey, is that the Irish were drinking whiskey, and they were freaking going blind, and instead of stopping to stop drinking it, they just said, distill it again! And that's how you get triple distilled whiskey.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to keep drinking it.
They were going blind drinking that crap, and they were like, I still really want it. Let's run it through the distiller again.
I can't live life on its own.
This sucks.
Well, it's for nobody.
Run it through again. It has a bad reputation for a reason. Historically made by amateurs in backyards or woods, often unsafely. No quality control equals a bitter taste, high potency, and a risk of impurities. And some moonshines have a bitter, overproof taste. That's why moonshine can have such a negative connotation. Yeah, it's dangerous.
Yeah, depending on the source.
Modern moonshine can be surprisingly smooth, they say. Again, these are things to know about moonshine. Distillers like St. Luna aim to redefine moonshine as refined and delicious. Their version is molasses and rye mash, charcoal filtered for smoothness, and flavors described as caramel, smoky, and grassy. So you can do a little bit better there. It's like Miles said, it's incredibly versatile in cocktails. Legal moonshine can be enjoyed on the rocks, in margaritas, Negronis, tiki drinks, more. There's a handful of different things that you can do with moonshine. Like you said, it's just the alcoholic base is what you got going on there.
That's funny. Mm-hmm. A texter just texted this in. I don't know if it's true, but it makes sense. It says, NASCAR's roots are connected to moonshine, specifically running the shine.
Correct. Okay. One of the first great NASCAR drivers was a moonshiner.
Oh, really?
Right, because they would take these stock cars, the cops didn't know, and they needed soup them up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And put extra suspension in so you couldn't see how heavy they were.
I love history.
And then this is the last thing that I'll leave you here on things to know about moonshine, and it's something that everybody really knows when it comes to moonshine and the subject all together. They say to handle traditional moonshine with caution. If you're drinking unregulated moonshine, dilute it. Do not drink it straight. Mix it with Coke, ginger ale, iced tea. Drink responsibly due to the very high alcohol content. That seems to be the common theme when it comes to moonshine is there's a lot of alcohol in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So enjoy that. Enjoy your moonshine there, kids. A DoorDash driver made it known to one of his customers that he wasn't happy about getting a tip, Ted.
That was a local story, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I'll tell you about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say... Bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Good time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve and Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today, we toast my daughter, who quote-unquote graduates from middle school tonight before beginning her journey to high school. So congratulations, my love. You did it. It was not always easy. It is not always fun, but you put in the work, and now tonight you get rewarded for all of the effort. Now, look, I am super proud of you. I love you across the universe. That said, I do not look like Frozone from The Incredibles. She dropped that one on me today. They had a graduation ceremony. Do not agree, Ted. They had a graduation ceremony earlier today, right? Not the actual graduation. And I'm sitting a couple rows behind her. She's trying to mouth something to me. And I'm doing the parent thing where you're like, turn back around. Like, pay attention to this crap, right? So finally, they get to get up to leave before the rest of us do. And she whispers something to my wife. My wife just like, just go. Then my wife chuckles. I'm like, what did she say? She wanted you to know that you look like Frozone from The Incredibles. I'm like, cool. I'm glad that in these graduating moments, that is where your head is at.
Hit us with a, where's my super suit?
Or maybe I do look like Frozone. I don't know. Either way, look, man, you do you. And just promise me that you will live up to your own yearbook quote, which absolutely made my heart smile last night when I found out that her yearbook quote was, stay beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah, man. Nice. It was very cool. That touched me a great deal. So just keep doing that, baby. Tonight's the night, man. And then we're going to go out, and you're going to watch me drink beer while we get dinner somewhere. I don't know where we're going
yet. Orioles suck.
Oh, yeah. And Mike is not a fan of
yours. I'm not.
Sorry. Mike is not a fan of yours. Baby, congratulations, man. I'll see you a little bit later.
Congratulations, dude. Well done.
So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Let's get a contestant live for Profile This Now. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.